Pleasure, Christina. We have Christina Rosette, Michael Pelage, Lance Griffin, Mike Rodenbach, Kelly Smith, Liz Williams from staff, Mr. Olson, Margie Millam, and Tim Ruiz.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. Before we go into the agenda, I just wanted to touch base on two, shall we say, housekeeping matters. The first is I wanted to remind everyone that when you're posting to the email list, that if you have a standard email signature, you may want to make sure that that's not included unless you don't mind that it's posted publicly in terms of your contact information. The second item is our meeting in Lisbon is currently scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. I've been asked whether we would be able to change that time to 9 a.m. Sunday, and I have essentially said that it's open to a majority vote, simple majority vote, of the members on the call who will be in Lisbon. So, of those of you on the call who will be in Lisbon.
Before you take a vote, Christina, it's Mike Rodenbaugh. I just want to note that I believe, at least according to my calendar, which certainly could be wrong. Glenn could correct me if so. But I think there's another meeting at from 9 to 12 on Sunday morning.
We would switch with that one. Yes.
Oh, I see. So they would flip flop. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So who on the call is going to be in Lisbon and is opposed to switching to 9 a.m.?
I would have some problems with that.
All right.
I actually have to go to the airport to meet Nellie coming in on Sunday, so
okay.
I probably won't be able to make that one then.
All right. Who else on the call will actually be in Lisbon? Mike, I know that you will, right? Mike Rodenbaugh?
Yes.
All right.
This is Tim. I'll be in Lisbon, but I won't be there until like late Sunday afternoon.
Okay. If we kept the original time, Tim, would you be able to make the meeting? Or
What was the original time?
4 p.m.
Possibly, I get in at 2:35, something like
right.
that.
Well, would you want to? I mean, it's completely, it's open. I understand if having gotten off it, right, you're not really anxious to go directly into a meeting, but.
Yeah, I would certainly try, absolutely.
Okay. All right. And Margie?
Yeah, I'll be there. Either of those times work for me.
All right. I see John Nevitt has just joined. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. The first housekeeping matter we're attending to is we've been asked to switch time slots, or it's been asked whether we could switch time slots with the meeting that's currently scheduled for Sunday at 9 a.m. So instead of meeting at 4 p.m., we would meet at 9 a.m., and I'm just polling everybody who's on the group that's going to be in Lisbon to find out, yay or nay, and it truly is completely up to the group.
What's the one that's being switched?
I think it's new GTLDs and IDNs.
That's right.
That's fine with me, I guess. As long as Glenn says there's nothing else going on, I'm happy to go.
All right. Well, as of right now, and barring anybody else who joins the call and opposes, it looks as if we have a simple... Oh, David?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Essentially, we're taking a little vote to see whether we would be willing to switch time slots on Sunday with the new GTLD IDN group. So instead of meeting at 4 o'clock on Sunday, we would meet at 9 a.m. And I've made clear that it's completely up to the majority of the working group members who will be in Lisbon. So how would you like to cast your vote?
I can do this would be a swap.
Right.
With the IDN group?
Correct.
It's okay by me.
All right. So I guess we're okay to switch, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
Fine, any
changes. Thank you.
All righty. The first thing I thought that we would talk about very quickly is the division of the group into the project teams that were outlined in my meeting summary to see whether anyone had any questions about the purpose of the project teams, the composition, whether any of those, I think that one of them currently doesn't have a leader, so we would need somebody to lead that. But does anybody on the call have any questions about how the project teams have been described and the function? Alrighty. The consultation project team does not have a leader, and I don't know, I think Mike and John, you are the only two who are on the call from that group. Would either of you be willing to leave that team?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't have the bandwidth.
All right.
Oh, come on, John. I led the last group for Chuck.
What else are you doing?
All right. Peter?
Yeah.
Do you have time? I mean, I haven't had a chance to talk to Uta. I can ask her. I know that you're pretty booked up as well.
Yes, and now we're working on the other project as well.
Okay. Why don't we just say that for now that I'll talk to Uta and reach out to Frank, but for right now that you all will just remain leaderless. And if there's a need to have a leader, and I believe there is actually a request for consultation has come in already, that you all can decide amongst yourselves who's going to take the lead on just coordinating, because essentially that group will be responsible for coming up with a draft working group response to the request. And Liz, if I remember correctly, you were kind enough to forward to us the information about the registry reserve names. And am I correct in thinking that the relevant background information to that inquiry is in the reserve names in the report that group has put forth?
Yes, it is. And
okay.
If anyone who I sent around a PDF version of the reserve names report, which makes it much easier for you guys to identify where it's important to have a look at that piece of work, the best thing to do is to, and then I'm just going to double check, you might be able to tell me off the top of my head, off the top of your head, has that reserve names report been posted to the draft documents? Give me one sec, Christine, and I'll
yes.
just double check.
Yes.
Yeah. If you
yes.
go onto the draft documents section, the GNSO Reserve Names Working Group document has been posted in PDF format, and you'll be able to have a look at that report there. Don't print it out. It's 150-some pages long, but I will have printed copies available for you at Lisbon, just so that you don't clog up your bag when you're carrying it. But do take a look at it before you get to Lisbon, if you can, on your screen. And also the Reserve Names Working Group will be doing a report to the committees on Wednesday, to the New Tiobis Committee on Wednesday.
All right, excellent. I realize that my question might be viewed as overly optimistic, but have any of the project teams had a chance to meet? Right. I would suggest that the leaders of those, and I know that the TLD analysis team is being held up by the absence of all the summaries, which I'm in the process of following up with the original volunteers and recruiting colleagues from the IPC and IMTA to fill in the gaps where absolutely necessary. But I think it's probably important that those groups start meeting, even if only kind of informally and not technically meeting, but exchanging ideas and views via email. And I understand that, Glenn, there may be a number available for a bridge number for calls if those groups want to have separate calls.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. Which groups, Steve?
The project teams, if any of the project teams would like to set up calls.
Oh, yes, I can set up calls soon. Quite
okay.
Easy, no problem.
Okay, perfect. I guess the next thing,
On the issues analysis, do you have sort of the final versions of all of those in one place?
I apologize. Housekeeping matter number three, which I should have dealt with at the beginning, is that the GNSO Council has ratified the statement of work, which identifies not only kind of the predicate and context in which this working group is intended to operate, but also fleshes out in some detail the current outline for the statement of work, and in particular some of the kind of quantitative and qualitative points we'll want to be looking at, to the extent that we need to refer back to the outline as a guidepost or a checklist. But I'm sorry, I didn't catch the end of your question. Do we have any issues?
Yeah, well, I know, obviously several people, many people have sent in their summaries, and I'm just wondering if you are keeping those in one place or and can send them, or if I should just go ahead and try to make that.
What I was planning to do is once we've got all the summaries, that I was essentially just going to co-create, compile them into one document,
okay.
Which I would then circulate in both Word and PDF form. But that actually brings me to another point. I know that someone, I believe Peter, indicated that you might be having difficulties getting in touch with the registry representative. Is that right?
Well, I am, Lance Griffin.
Okay.
I'm having trouble.
All right.
Pardon me.
All right.
Who are you having trouble with, Lance?
The .pro registry.
Okay.
I have to check my email here to see exactly his name.
This is Peter in Copenhagen. I think my button was off. I'm having trouble with .tv.
Okay.
And I wonder if people remember, was there really a sunrise with .tv? I can't see anything on the website, and they got back to me with my email inquiries on the contact information.
I honestly don't remember. Does anybody on the call remember?
Not. I thought that they did do something, but...
Yeah, that, put it this way, Mike. That was like around 2000 is when they started doing some stuff. I could go back and potentially dig some stuff up. The problem you're going to have with .tv is VeriSign, if you will, transitioned the operation of it over to Enom. So Enom, the people currently running .tv right now, Enom basically would not have most of that historical stuff.
They don't even have the who is.
Well... I'm just now. The one don't shoot the message.
Actually, the who is for TV is at the same location as the who is for con. You just have to select the right. So there's a link there for it.
What you thanks, Tim. The other thing you may want to do for TV is Chris Sheridan, who used to be at VeriSign, I believe, has transitioned over, has taken a new senior level position over at Demand Media, and I believe. TV is going to be one of the things I think he's going to be heading up. So as far as a name, you may want to try to ping Chris Sheridan.
Great.
All right. I'm also having trouble with regard to .travel, and what I'm inclined to suggest, depending upon the group's thoughts, is that once we get to the point where we do, in fact, have all the summaries we really are on hold pending verification and obtaining certain information from the registry, that maybe we could have the summaries posted to the registry listserv or at least forwarded to those, we can go ahead and forward them. But at a certain point, I think we would probably just have to say, we need to have your comments by a particular date, or we'll just have to go with what we have. Does anyone have any objection or other ideas for soliciting?
This is Peter in Copenhagen. Christina, we have a colleague on our on the other call that was really big on .travel, and she might be able to help us.
Okay.
Help you.
All right.
Well, actually, yeah. Well, Ron Andrews is a member of the business constituency, so we can talk to him directly. And is that who you're talking with, Christina, or trying to talk with?
I was relying on the contact information that Glenn had posted, courtesy of Jeff. And if I remember correctly, the contact person was...
Jerry and Mattai is probably the most likely.
Yes. Yes, I believe so.
Well, we can try this. We can send it to Ron, too,
All right.
If he can help.
Okay. Well, I guess just if people are having difficulties, just go ahead and indicate that. And to the extent that anybody on the list has particular contacts at the registry and can facilitate that, that would be perfect. That would really be great. Another housekeeping matter is that our final report deadline is May 17. So we will need to have a draft, I would say, at least 3 weeks before that in order week so that we could submit it and get staff comments and suggestions before we submit the final. Liz, realistically, I mean, just as a practical matter, is 3 weeks? A good enough lead time?
Yeah, that's fine. And the only reason I say that, I say that with one qualification, the Newtildes report stuff will become very busy after the Lizard meeting in terms of production of the final report. because of the remaining elements of work that need to be completed, most notably on IDNs, on this group, and on the GATT public policy principles. So getting this piece of work finished is okay, but there are other pieces of work that will take up a lot of time.
Sure.
But I'm almost off the hook on the PDP Fevo 6, so that should free up some time.
Okay, excellent. Whatever 3 weeks before Mason.
I would urge to try to do it 4 weeks before if possible, simply because of deadlines, at least in the constituency, for getting comments and things like that. We have a 21 or 15 day process, so it's really cutting it short.
Well, Mike, I guess I'm not really sure I understand why we need to work with
it. We have a draft report. I'd like to circulate it to the DC and have them have an opportunity to make comments on it. Oh, actually, I would like to propose it as a DC position, perhaps, most likely. Ideally, that's what we'd like to do. And there will be debate and dissent, so we will have to go through a 14-day comment period. And I think that that's also true for other constituencies.
I'm looking at the calendar, and that puts us at April 19, which, frankly, isn't much time. That gives everybody 3 weeks. You know, and I just question, given the difficulty we've had in getting the TLD summaries from people, whether that's a realistic. Anybody else? Comments? Suggestions? All right. I mean, we can shoot for April 19. We can try that and see what we can do.
I think at that point we could at least have a draft from which we, at least me as a BC officer, can take some of the principles out of it and circulate those as our proposed position.
Well, but Mike, I mean, you know, I guess what I'm not clear on is that you and the other members from the business constituency would be voting on certain recommendations, but the constituency itself
but I was on mute.
is not going to be voting on the working group recommendations before the report is released to the council. So I guess I'm a little unclear.
I don't know how to state it better. Perhaps my friend Michael could help me, but I think that the bottom line is we at the BC, we don't have set positions on some of these issues. So in order for us to vote even on the draft report that will go to the council, we need to have vetted and essentially come to a constituency position on some of these issues.
I would concur with that, Mike.
All right. Well, then I think everybody's going to need to pick up the pace, frankly. So I realize I'm preaching to the choir because people on the call are the people who are. But, you know, we'll just work from the 19th.
I mean, essentially Margie and I have the leadership for deliverables, right, for written deliverables. So I understand the problem with getting the underlying data from some of the registries, but I think, you know, you should probably send around what you have now and let us start drafting based on what we have now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine with it. You know, my concern about doing that, Mike, with regard to TLDs is that I think the bulk of what we've got right now is sponsored, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
doesn't really help everybody.
No, well, you know, we really do need biz and info for sure.
Right. Oh, all right. But I will go ahead and whatever I have, you know, this time tomorrow, I'll just go ahead and put into one document and post it so that everybody's got it.
As I said, Mike, I have a draft. I'd say I have a draft of the biz already done. I want to send a copy over to Jeff to make sure I didn't miss anything. The problem is Jeff and Anna are expecting a baby within the next week, so that sort of complicates matters. And as I said, I would have been able to have everything done for our Sunday afternoon meeting, but since we've now switched it to the morning, I won't be able to attend. So I guess I'll just maybe, you know, send it to the group via the email list.
And Mike, I would just say that, you know, I've had to submit mine with the caveat that it's draft, and I haven't had a chance to consult with the registrar. I realize that that's not the ideal way to do it, but I think in the inability to get the final confirmation from the registry, we just need to go with what we have. So I would certainly, you know, encourage you to go ahead and post what you've got so far.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I mean, the problem is Jeff and I are the, you know, what everybody wants is everybody wants biz and info, and so I guess that's sort of the block. I don't want to say it's the problem. So I'll talk to Jeff and see what we can do. And as I said, it's unfortunately that we had to switch the meeting because. All right.
Christine, it's Lisa. Just when you have a second, I just have one bit to add.
Sure, go ahead.
One of the issues that we've got, guys, is that this work must end at a point that provides either some draft recommendations for the committee to consider or nothing. Because the new TLD's report will proceed without you if that work isn't finished.
Choo-choo!
Who is making jokes in the background, Michael Pillay? The reason why I'm just saying that is that it's very important for people to know what they're up against. And it's unfortunate, for example, for the Reserve Names Group, they were pushing it uphill this week to get their report finished, as Michael and others who are on that group know well. What will happen, just so that we understand the consequences of what happens, is that if the group is tending towards any kind of recommendation to the council, to the committee, for example, that X, Y, or Z might happen, it's going to have a direct bearing on, one, the production of the final report, and two, the completion of the implementation plan. And I'm only able, because there are a lot of other pressures upon me to complete the work, so that the implementation team can get on with the production of a board report that enables the process to start. What will generally happen is that the concerns of the group or the statement of work of the group, if it's not completed by, Christina, you asked for the 21st of May as your extension on the council call the other night, if I recall correctly. At some point we have to draw the line in the sand to say, and now, folks, we're going to be moving to this particular point or that particular point. We cannot have an open-ended consideration of these issues, no matter what the statement of work says, because it would be unfair and unreasonable of us to hold up the much broader and bigger project for the sake of this piece of work. Just so that we know what we're doing here.
I appreciate that, Liz. You know, I mean, I think to a lot of people this is a very important piece of work. But your comments are all well taken, at least by me and Margie. We need to really start drafting based on what we've got and basically beg Mike and Jeff to come to get other key information as soon as possible.
Okay.
Well, if you want, move the meeting back to 4 o'clock so I can participate.
I have no preference. I mean, you know, if you all want to move it, I will go with whatever the flow is here.
Glenn, what was the purpose of asking for the switch?
The purpose of asking for the switch was because some IDN people would like to attend the meeting and they can only be there on Sunday afternoon.
What I'll do is I'll get the stuff and I'll send it to the stuff by Sunday morning. I appreciate the importance of IDNs and, you know, I'll get the stuff, and if you have any questions, we'll just answer it via email.
All right. Moving on to, if we could, identification of experts. I think we need to make sure that now that we're getting into the heavy lifting of the group, that to the extent that there are persons or organizations with valuable expertise that we can draw on, and that, frankly, the report would be incomplete if it did not acknowledge or refer to, I think we need to go ahead and start identifying those people and organizations with a goal of setting up communication channels and that type of thing. Obviously, having Unju on the working group is a valuable help. She can be very helpful with us in terms of the documents and expertise and other information that WIPO has gathered. Are there any other experts that anyone thinks we should be considering or consulting with here?
I think we should certainly consult with National Arbitration Forum and with the Asian Arbitration Forum as well, get their statistics. not called the Asian Arbitration Forum, but I forget the name
right.
of it.
Mike, just so that I'm clear, what statistics would you want to get from them? The number of the various types of proceedings?
Yeah, exactly. The
okay.
number of basically the number of complaints and the number of victories. I know also that WIPO has taken great effort to make sort of a summary of principles in the UDRP that I think will be useful to us. And I'm not certain whether the others have such a document or that they would share with us. If so, that would be good to have, too.
All right. Does anyone, I guess before we get into, does anybody have contacts with those organizations? I actually...
I do with NAF.
Okay. Anyone for the Asian arbitration provider? Dispute resolution provider? Okay. I'm sure there's somebody in the INTA Internet Committee with connections there, so I'll take care of reaching out to that. Any other experts or organizations that should be consulted?
Yeah, Christina, this is Margie. I was thinking it would be useful to consult with PricewaterhouseCoopers, Bart Levin, who did the launch for .eu. He did the validation side of the .eu launch, and I've actually spoken to him. I spoke to him last week sometime, and he said he'd be happy to talk to our committee if there's an interest about, you know, his experiences in the validation process with .eu, the kind of problems they saw, things that their hands were tied but couldn't do anything about. And he said he'd be interested in providing a presentation to our group if we wanted to hear from him.
This is Kelly Smith. I think that would be helpful, especially since the EU did look to such a broad category of prior rights in their validation process.
And I think it would be very useful as well, and also to find out the background and reasons for the policy change that .eu implemented as of February 19th to essentially what looks like a notice and takedown procedure, although my early experience has not proved successful.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's involved in that recent policy change or not, but he can certainly talk about the Sunrise-related thing.
Well, I am in dialogue with URID on that issue, too, so, of course, I'll share all that information with the group once it's finished. That also raised the issue. We should probably talk to the Czech arbitration people, too, who have been deciding the EU cases to get their stats as well. So Bart maybe can provide a contact there, do you think, Margie?
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
Well, Peter. Peter's one of the panelists, aren't you?
Oh, yes, okay. I'm a .eu panelist. I don't know if they have the statistics, but they have like an Excel spreadsheet, so it'd be pretty easy, you know, to figure out how many things we're winning against URID and stuff like that.
Great.
All right, that would be great. Does anybody have any objection to inviting Bart Levin to make a presentation to the meeting during LISTEN? All right. Margie, I would say, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, if that would work for him. I don't know whether the new time is a problem.
I don't know. I'll have to call him and find out. I'll email the list.
All right. All right, and I guess, Glenn, if we're switching to that 9 a.m. to noon slot, we now have 3 hours instead of two. Is that correct?
You do, in fact, have 3 hours, yes, because it's from 9 to 12.
All right.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Any other experts or organizations that should be consulted? All right. So just to run through the list, we have NAF, the Asian Dispute Resolution, UDRP Dispute Resolution Provider, Bart Levin from PwC, who will be invited to speak at the meeting in Lisbon, and the Czech arbitration provider, which Peter will be able, I hope, to reach out and get those statistics.
One other thought on this for Christina.
Sure.
Just wondering whether, and maybe it's probably part of the constituency outreach, but at least asking the BC and the IPC members perhaps for their specific experiences under the UDRP? Do people think that that could be useful information?
Well, I think my...
Or even more broadly, not just under the UDRP, but more broadly, their problems with cyber squatting, phishing, et cetera.
Well, I think we need to keep in mind that our mission here is to really look at the kind of pre-registration type protective mechanism. So I think to the extent that we're looking at statistics, we really probably should be focusing on kind of sunrise challenges and stop proceedings and the like.
Hold on, I'll stop you there, because are you saying that our statement of work somehow precludes us from considering and recommending post-registration procedures such as notice and takedown? I don't read that in our statement of work.
Well,
I mean, personally, I think that's been one of the major points of this is, at least in my mind, showing that the defensive registration systems don't really work as intended, and we need to take additional steps to accomplish
that. Well, I don't know if I agree with that, Mike. I mean, that's kind of making a big, you know, presumption that that's the purpose of this working group, and because I feel exactly the opposite, that the current mechanisms aren't even necessary, and, you know, probably shouldn't exist at all. So, I mean, you could go...
Well, I hear you, Tim, and obviously that's a debate that we are going to have in the context of this group and should have.
I know we all have our own agenda, but just that we, you know, when we look at what we got to collect, the experts we're going to talk to, that we just keep it focused on the statement of work. I'm not disagreeing with you that you know, considering mechanisms shouldn't be a part of it. I would agree. I read into it that that's part of what we're being asked to do. You know, are other mechanisms perhaps necessary?
Okay.
Right, and I think, but having said that, you know, given the emphasis that the statement of work makes on the initial mechanisms, I think we need to make sure, frankly, that we have our ducks in a row on that one, on that end of it.
I agree completely.
All right.
I think it's probably relevant, though, to go to big businesses or perhaps to providers like Mark Monitor and Cyvalence and see if they might give us statistics or averages or things like that, just showing the scope of the problem.
Well, that's part of what the survey that we are going to be putting together, which is actually one of the next things I wanted to talk about, is going to be intended to do, is that I had very much hoped that by the end of the meeting at Lisbon, we will have an agreement on a very straightforward, easy to complete, but yet comprehensive for what we want, survey that can be distributed, that each the working group members can distribute to their constituencies, and again, kind of disseminating from internally by the constituency, to get an informal assessment.
Perfect.
So, I mean, that's really kind of my plan. And in terms of moving to the next agenda item, we do need to provide Glenn for the main agenda. We need to give her some idea of some of the topics that we're going to be covering during the meeting in Lisbon. The survey is obviously one of them. The presentation from Bart Lieben is another. Do you think it makes sense to allocate, I was trying to think of time allocation, you know, maybe 45 minutes each to kind of a general discussion at a very broad level about kind of the issues that have been, that these problems were designed to create and those, I mean, designed to solve and that those they've actually created, as well as kind of the themes that we're seeing among the TLD analyses?
Certainly, I think it'd be useful. And then we could, by the end of the meeting or shortly thereafter, we should be able to have a draft for circulation of work.
All right. Then why don't we do that, Glenn? I'll type something up. I actually am going to have to jump off the call fairly soon because I have another commitment, unfortunately. But I will go back and send something to you this evening in terms of an agenda. And so I guess the other thing that I'd like to talk about during the Lisbon meeting, or we can even do it now if everyone thinks that would be a better use of time, is I think we really, I think it would be helpful to make sure that we've got benchmarks just so that we can stay on track, because as Liz noted, you know, our deadline is our deadline. That's it. We don't get any more time. And it would be unfortunate if, given the amount of time that we've all put into this, that we end up not being able to provide a portion of the report that I think ultimately is going to be very valuable, regardless of what perspective you're looking at it from. Does anybody have any objections, comments, suggestions? Mike, Palace, I seem to recall in an earlier call, perhaps maybe our first or second one, you had mentioned, I think you and Philip were talking about a survey that had at one point been distributed that you had, it was very difficult to get responses because the questions were so kind of open-ended.
Correct.
Am I remembering that correctly?
That is correct.
Is that, without imposing on anything that might be considered kind of proprietary within the constituency, would that be something that you might be able to share with the group so that we have kind of an idea of, or could you be able to circulate kind of a, here are the top five things that we learned you really can't do if you want people to give you
It was actually in connection with the Who Is survey, the historical note there was, when it comes to sort of tabulating things, when people put enter text into a box or a paragraph, it becomes a burden for the person that needs to try to read it, qualify it, try to put it in a box. So what we were just trying to say is if you wanted to, particularly given the timeline we're up against here, I think at best you're going to be able to have the ability to get a survey back and sort of just say, okay, these many boxes were ticked and, try to produce it that way. I could sit there and send you a list. I started to work on a couple of questions that were sort of yes, no, 1 to 5 types of issues that we may want to consider. So I'll try to, as I said, work on that on the plane ride over, later this week.
All right. And I would encourage everybody else. I mean, there's no need to, don't feel that you can't post something in between meetings. I mean, I would certainly feel free to do that. I think the more that we've all had a chance to think about what it is that we want to be asking and how we want to ask it in a way that's going to make it most user-friendly on both the front end in terms of the person's analyzing it and on the back end and incorporating that into the broader conclusions, I would encourage you to do that. I know that I've started to do that as well. I have a little list, and I think maybe what we'll be able to come up with is something that's very, it might be long, it might be 2 or 3 pages long, but relatively easy to complete, yes, no, rank 1 to 5, what's your first choice, what's your second choice, that type of thing. Are there any other areas? I know that the one thing, just in going kind of back and looking over the statement of work with regard to the one area that I can see that we really haven't had a chance to explore that much, and at this point we haven't really created a mechanism to obtain it, is one aspect of the statement of work is to look at the impact on registries and registrars in terms of resource allocation and other considerations. And for those of you who are in those constituencies, did you envision that what are your thoughts is the best way to go about collecting that type of information and those comments through the survey, or would you prefer to go back to your constituencies and have somebody put together kind of a statement?
I'm sorry, Christine, I'm not sure I understood the question exactly.
Well,
we're doing a survey regardless, right?
Right. Well, one aspect of the statement of work is to look at the impact of these previously implemented mechanisms on registries and registrars, not only in terms of resource allocation, in terms of development and implementation, but any other considerations that might not necessarily be instinctive or clear on their face. And the survey that we're looking at creating is not necessarily going to reach that kind of information simply because we are trying to make it very yes, no, rank 1 to 5, that type of thing. So what I was hoping to get were some ideas from the members on the call, and particularly, you know, the insight of those in those two constituencies as to the best mechanism for getting that kind of impact analysis.
Christina, I think we could probably ask our constituency in our meetings at Portugal.
Okay.
Tim, you're on the call, or we could probably do that when we have our meeting on Tuesday, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we have an update on both this working group as well as Reserve 19 and GTLD as an agenda item. So we could certainly bring it up during that.
All right.
Hey, Margie, will you take the lead when we get to that point?
Yeah, that's fine. I can talk about it on Tuesday.
That'd be great. I'll add your name.
All right. Well, then I'll just send a note. David, will you be in touch with the other registry members?
No.
Okay. Would you mind floating that idea past them, and if that isn't going to be workable, to maybe come back with an alternative suggestion as to how the registries want to contribute that information?
I'll work on it.
That would be great. I'm just trying to think if there are any other questions that we need to address. Is there anything else that anyone would like to add in terms of where we are, given our deadlines, what the project teams are doing, anything that we've talked about thus far? Does anyone have any good relationships with the folks in AWAC?
What do you need to do, Christina?
Well, I'm a little concerned that at this point, you know, sooner or later, it's going to be too difficult for somebody coming on to get up to speed. It's just going to be too time-consuming for them to go through all the tapes. And as a practical matter, you know, that to me is a fair prerequisite. You can join at any time, but it's your obligation to bring yourself up to speed.
Mm.
And it seems to me that this meeting in Lisbon is kind of the tipping point for that. And I just haven't really been able to get any communications back from either of those groups, and I want to make sure that all of the efforts that can be made to communicate to them are being pursued, and frankly, I'm just at a loss.
Look, I'll take that on board. I'll just get in touch with Nick Ashenhart, who coordinates the ALAC from our side, and get him to do some outreach. And frankly, though, I think that the ALAC has been very, very overloaded with establishment of new RALOs, and on another set of issues about domain name tasting, which I think they're going to propose a PDP on. So I suspect that they're a bit clouded.
Okay.
The other issue, of course, was with the ISPs and the NCUC. Perhaps a solution to that is at the Lisbon meeting to, Christina, I'm happy to help you do this, to go to the NCUC, ISP and ALAC meetings and say, guys, we're missing you, this is where we're up to, and give a report of the work and solicit face-to-face input. I always go to all the constituency meetings and give updates, and as you well know, because I was at the ISP thing, IPC last time. So we can do that way if you like. But the other issue is we can't make people participate if they won't, or they can't, or they're not able to. So at some point when this goes back into the committee, we have to get them to participate then, and we just have to build that into the time frame.
Right.
I asked Alan Greenberg in Marina Del Rey whether they would assign anybody. I will follow up with him now and see if he's got anybody in mind.
All right, because I sent him an email either late last week, to just kind of introduce myself and encourage him to redirect folks. Liz, I think that's a good idea, although I'm seeing kind of an immediate overlap that the IP and ISC constituency meetings are at the same time.
Yep, exactly. I'm happy to be the conduit between the two, if you like,
okay.
Because I can slip in and out of the meetings. But that's not the best solution, but it is a solution.
Right. And you know, I agree with your point. I just want to make sure that there's no reason to think that I don't want to give anybody a basis for attacking the legitimacy of whatever the final recommendations
yeah,
are
exactly.
On the ground that we weren't sufficiently inclusive.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, if there's nothing else, then I think we can adjourn early.
Great. Right.
So are we set for 9 a.m. on Sunday? Is that the final vote? This is your last chance to veto it, everybody.
I mean, to have Tim and Pelage there would be a benefit, in my opinion, definitely.
As long as they bring the croissants.
I'm sorry?
As long as they bring the croissants for breakfast.
No, they can only come at 4.
Oh.
I'll be having my croissants on the plane, I think.
Oh, ha, ha. Okay.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'd rather have Tim and Mike there if it's possible.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I would change my vote to keep the time because now that they've said that they can't make it otherwise.
All right. So now we have a new decision that we are not going to be able to switch because of prior time commitments by work group members, and that might work better for Bart as well. So, Glenn, I apologize that we weren't able to switch, but I think the consensus of the working group is that we need to stick with our time slot. All right. Okay, well, if there isn't anything else, I will see everyone who's going in Lisbon. Oh, Glenn, will there be dial-in opportunities for that meeting?
Yes, there will, Christina.
Okay.
You might be on mute. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I guess that would be the only thing is to get that information so it can be posted to Lisbon time. But for those of you traveling to Lisbon, I will see you in Lisbon and safe travels.
Thanks. See you guys. Bye.
See you, Christina.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.